As y'all noticed, at the beginning of the service, two people walked in and lit the candles. Did y'all notice that? Well, I want to say that we enjoy including the youth in our ministry. And so if you come early enough, all you have to do is ask Pastor Karen if you can do it that day, unless somebody's already set something up that I don't know about. And you can also do that. Okay? So now, acolytes. Thank you. Acolytes is what that's called, or the people that bring that up. And I was wondering about that, and so I went to this old magic box here to see what it said about it. And it says, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. That is John 8:12. The presence of the light reminds us of Jesus coming into our world and into our lives. So when you bring the light into the church and light the candles, you are bringing Jesus' light. It reminds us of Jesus coming into our world and into our lives. The light is carried into the worship service as a symbol of Jesus coming into the presence of the worshiping community. Many congregations use two candles. We do use two candles on the altar to point out that Jesus, and I did not know this, Jesus, I knew that Jesus was God, but I didn't know why we used two candles. That Jesus was both a human being and God. At the end of the service, the light is carried out into the world to show that Jesus Christ is for all people everywhere. So, when you are bringing... There. Off with the magic box. As you are doing this, it is something... My God, these jeans are too tight. They must be shrinking while I'm washing them. It is something that should be taken with some seriousness. As you're bringing that light in and lighting the candles and then going back out, you should hold them proudly because you are representing Christ coming in. Yes, sir. You got it? That's right. He knew what I was saying. It represents you bringing Jesus' light into our worship service, which is very, very important. And then even more important, as you are leaving with the light, you're taking it out into the world, as we should all do at all times, to know and tell people what we know and how Jesus Christ has helped us in our lives to be better people and better Christians. So I thank you all for being here this morning. I thank you all for your participation. Have a seat there, Mr. Gentleman. I'm not done yet. Thank you. And for your participation in our service, and I hope that we're able to find more ways to get more people involved, because it's nothing but a blessing to have y'all here with us, and we thank you for being here.
Amen. Amen.
Let's stand up and have a prayer. Before we start, I can say standing here right now that Aiden remembers very well when it was just me and him up here. Now we have quite a group. Amen.
A beautiful group.
Amen.